In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. Here in D.C., there's a transition of power today. Democrats led by Nancy Pelosi will take over the House while Republicans continue to hold the Senate. As the partial government shutdown continues, the first challenge for the new Congress will be reopening major portions of the federal government. Marketplace's Ben Bradford looks at what else is on the economic agenda.
Both Senate Republicans and House Democrats agree on what has to come first, says Norm Ornstein at the American Enterprise Institute.
The initial priority definitely has to be the shutdown.
House Democrats will likely vote to open the government today, but without border wall funding President Trump insists on, so it's not going to go anywhere in the Senate. Consider this a preview for the rest of the year.
Once we get past this shutdown fandango, we will have other confrontations over spending.
Raising the debt limit and waiving automatic spending cuts among them. Otherwise, Democrats may push to shore up Obamacare. Republicans may seek to trim spending on Medicaid. Both parties have talked up improving roads and bridges, but they disagree on how to pay for it. Rutgers public policy professor Bill Rogers is not optimistic Congress will get much done.
There's a very, very good chance we'll see more gridlock, especially if legislation is not passed within the first year.
Because after that, campaign 2020 kicks into high gear. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.